Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles and Yankees, first of three tonight in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. And we mentioned last segment, weird lineup, no Jackson Holliday. But even before we knew this lineup was coming, Jason, you've been talking about Jackson Holliday and possibly the Orioles might want to move him down the lineup a little bit.
Well, I just think they need to keep an open mind. Like, they're trying some different things. They're experimenting a little bit. And you know, he has cooled off somewhat this month. There's all of a sudden other young dudes like Kowser, like Westberg, who have gotten the job done at the top of the lineup far longer than him, who are, like, I'm not going to say they're experienced, they're youngsters themselves, but further along than him. And I think there are times when maybe you can take a little bit off the plate. Like, the peripherals, the hard hit rates, those things still look really good. But you know, we're talking a sub-600 OPS in the month of June. We're talking about a kid who has an 850 OPS at home and a 600 OPS on the road for the season. The slug's much higher on the road than at home, so maybe you lean into that different ways. And maybe him batting ninth and getting on base and stealing a couple bases on the road might make some sense, and maybe make some sense even in this series. There's no slight against that. But Kowser obviously right now is, this is he, and when he gets hot, he tends to get ridiculously hot. So he's riding one of those. I want him at the top of the lineup. I want him getting as many plate appearances as possible. I feel the same way about Westberg. We know that, not, like, obviously tonight there's no Gunner, but most of the time it's going to be Gunner and Adley. And so you're going to have that at the top of the lineup. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'd like Jackson five or six. So why not Jackson? Hitting ninth or eighth or something like that. I mean, they put Sed down there.
Yeah. And you brought this up yesterday, and I'm with you. Look, Kowser's done it. Westberg's done it. But so has Gunner. And would you like to see him in the leadoff spot without things you know?
I'm not against it whatsoever. I think it makes some sense. He's not hitting as many home runs this season, right? So, okay. So you don't owe that whole thing. Oh, man, well, he lit up the game with a home run. Would it be bad second or third? And it could have been a two or a three-run homer. Like, we're not getting a whole lot of that right now. He is, all things being equal, their best player and their best hitter. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to go. And so you could say, oh, well, they've done a lot of this lately, and they're 17-14, right, since Manzolino took over, and this has been happening with Manzolino. But I would also say he's still a really young kid, and this game humbles everybody. How many times have we played the clip of Boone today defending Judge, right? Yeah.
So, like, baseball's hard.
Why not back off him a little bit, and especially on a tough weekend in the Bronx, where I'm sure the fans are going to be all over him. And I get it. None of the lefties are playing tonight. But, yeah, I think continuing to sort of evolve is something that this organization should be doing.
I feel like it's definitely something to monitor, and I by no means feel like he should have leadoff on lockdown. And you went over some of the numbers. He's got a .206 batting average this month. It isn't great. He's also 4 for his last 31. That's not great. Yeah. But before that, he was in an 8 for 22 stretch. He also has hits in 3 straight games and 4 of his last 5. And when you talk about the peripheries, he hit over four. He hit 4 balls over 100 miles yes. an hour the last 2 nights, and they were all outs. Like the yes. one hit was a bloop. So, like, I feel like he's squaring the ball up a lot. He's just not. He's hitting it right at people. He's hitting the ball hard a lot more than some other guys in this lineup. But yes, I do not think. I think it's something to monitor.
I'm going back to the human part of this as well. Like, he helped them stabilize their season, and now, like, there's quotes from Gunnar in the clubhouse today. They're talking playoffs, and they should be, and that's where their head should be. But like, they're playing tougher teams now. People are going to pitch him tougher, and so why not help him out? Why not? It's not a demotion. I'm not saying sit the kid, but why not let this thing continue to sort of evolve and grow and give different people opportunities up there, and then maybe a few more do fall through the cracks for him. Like, it's now, like I said it earlier in the show, that felt like a playoff game to me last night, and I don't think I've said that about a game all year. But they needed to win that game if they were going to be serious about salvaging their season, coming off the humiliating way they lost it the night before. Like, I think you can lean into some other people in the top, again, in the top five of your lineup who aren't a 20-year-old kid.
It's ultimately just the ebbs and flows of a season. And Jackson being 21, he's going to have these highs and lows because he's still an extremely young player. So while he's in a little bit of a rut here, drop him in the lineup some, and you take some pressure off him. And we just said, you have all other options.
What he has done is be a run producer. So even if you're batting him in what we now think looks like a more competent lineup, seventh or something like that, that doesn't mean he's not going to have an opportunity to impact the ball game and impact the ball game with people on base potentially.
And to your point, if he continues squaring the ball up and those balls find holes, if there's people on base, he's driving them in.
Yeah, if there's somebody on third and he hits the ball 102 off the bat, 330 feet into somebody's glove, that's an RBI. Run.
Yeah. Orioles and Yankees, that's a 7:05 start in the Bronx, Bordy and the Bone, Baltimore baseball tonight, coming up at 6 o'clock. But coming up next, speaking of the Bone, it's TMI with TIM. What you got?
Guys, it's probably been, a year or two since I did that first TMI about AI. Well, I was in a rabbit hole this morning. I am very concerned about the future of AI just taking over the world. There's been recent developments that make me even more scared, and we'll get into it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next on the Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
The world's crazy right now.
Oof.
It's only going to get more and more crazy just with AI alone. I'm not even talking about all the other, you know what. We were talking last week during the break, Jason, and you started in this industry in the newspaper world.
Dark ages.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs roaming the earth.
Yahoo Sports recently laid off two longtime fantasy sports writers. And then immediately after, there was a story about Jameson Williams, no longer a boom or bust fantasy football option in 2025. And it was indicated in the article, it said this. This article was written with the assistance of Cast Magic, an AI tool, and reviewed by our editorial team to ensure accuracy. Please reach out to us if you notice any mistakes. So there's going to be more and more writers lose their jobs because of this. And I remember saying to you off the air, too, I can't imagine columnists are in trouble, the serious opinion-based things, but more and more jobs are going to be taken. Then Washington Post put out a story this morning about how AI is going to take a lot of jobs in the future, and you have various CEOs, Amazon saying that Amazon CEO predicting his company's corporate workforce will shrink in the next few years, and IBM said it replaced a couple hundred human resource workers with AI agents for repetitive tasks such as onboarding and scheduling. Mark Zuckerberg said that he expects that AI is going to be able to do what some human workers do by the end of the year. Then on LinkedIn, I was seeing this per Bloomberg, AI can conduct real-time screener calls with a synthetic voice that holds two-way conversations and provide feedback to hiring managers. There are some interviews that are being conducted by AI.
That was alleged by the Red Sox were doing AI interviews. It came out in one of those articles.
How I mean, is that legal? Like, shouldn't you have to tell them? Does that person know?
Yeah, they have to know.
They have to tell them ahead of time that this you're going to be interviewing with a computer?
I guess.
Do they have to? I don't know.
I don't know what the law states as far as that's concerned. Do you want to work for this company or not?
Well, I'm sure they don't care.
But that's being used. And then during game one or game two of the NBA Finals, I showed you, Jason, Kalshi put out a fully AI commercial, 100%. It was a 30-second spot with all these people in it. I'm concerned, gentlemen. I just think that and you can't put the genie back in at this point.
No, you can't.
Like it is the wild, wild west right now. And I can only imagine what it's going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
It's a scary proposition. Technology is a gift, and technology can absolutely be a curse. And technology in the wrong hands is horrifying. And I, between social media and the more that that's been mainstreamed, and it's mainstreamed to the point where it's literally embedded in our culture, and then you don't even know if you, like, I remember the quaint old days where you didn't know if you were interacting with a bot or not. Now, like, even that voice, like, you could be looking at something that looks like a human and sounds like a human,
but it's not,
and it's not a human, and maybe it was programmed by a human at some point in time, but it's now far enough evolved that it's just doing its own thing. Like, to think what kind of stuff could be sent out into the world, and by the world, I guess, I mean the cyber world, by humans to harm other humans, it's horrifying.
And I think what scares me the most is because this is still somewhat in its infancy in terms of being out there in the public, but when you have someone like me, for example, when we do those AI segments with voice... Like, I don't know what I'm doing, and it sounds pretty good.
Yes,
yeah, sounds really good.
And you made the song of the summer AI as well with Warner Bet.
Yes, that's a fact.
Like, it's these people that don't have much experience in the field, like people that devote their life to this, and there's going to be so many, AI workers, if you will, guys that have to, people that have to know the ins and outs of all of this, and... Wait till it just gets even better and even better. There's going to be AI movies where there's not going to be any actors in it. There's going to be just craziness.
Yeah, I'm not excited about any of it. I mean, it can be a useful tool, absolutely. But again, it's too readily available, and we're too far down the road to think that it's just going to be something that we use to sort of enhance things. And it's not even like it's what can governments do with this? What can certain groups do with this? What can a bunch of like-minded people with scary tendencies do to try to harm other people or infiltrate different subsects of people or just to brainwash or convince or get people to be manipulated into believing things that aren't true.
Well, it's going to ruin some people's lives. I mean, heck, there was that local, what was it, a teacher or principal?
Pikesville.
Exactly. That lost his job, right? Because of it. And then I think they were able to, they figured it out that it was AI. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of that on large scale things.
Yeah.
This is the movie Running Man in real life. I don't know if you saw the movie. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, where they created fake videos, ruined people's lives, and they ended up going to this weird prison, and they play in this game for their life.
And robots are going to take over the world.
Well, I mean, I think they have. I mean, they're going to. I mean, it's happening. Like, we're living in those times. And yeah, I agree with you. There's no going back, and I don't even know how you regulate it. I mean,
I don't know either.
Like, I got on Twitter in 2009, so that's a fairly long time ago.
Yeah.
And there were sort of like questions about, well, how things should be regulated then. And now, like, okay.
It's crazy.
Now it's 2025 and nothing's really regulated. And we've come even, actually, what guardrails were in place have largely been stripped away to the point where reality is literally up for debate in certain corridors. Like, what is real and what is not real is not obvious. And to certain people is really not obvious.
Yeah, I just looked. I joined Twitter January of 2010. Like, it's been a while, and
do you think it's improved? Like, you think it's improved for the better, or do you think it's gotten markedly worse?
Yeah, it's gotten different, for that's for damn sure.
Like, we used to be worried about, oh, this person got like catfished into thinking that their girlfriend was real. Like, oh yeah, that was cute. Like, back when that was a scandal.
Yeah, that was fun. Those were good times.
We got way bigger fish to fry now. It's being used in way more nefarious ways.
Coming up next, we'll get to the Ravens. The offseason programs are done. Training camp starts in a few weeks. But let's look back at the week that was in minicamp. We'll hear from John Harbaugh, Kyle Hamilton, and one of our favorites, Marlon Humphrey. It's Purple Rain next here on The Fan.
The same thing we do with our guys. I mean, you know, Cheeto has been the same thing. We've had that same conversation, same question when he came in. It's very similar, those two guys. They're highly talented guys that have had to unfortunately deal with some injury woes, you know, and obviously that's the upside for us, that we want to get those guys healthy and rolling.
So, I thought maybe he was going to continue going there. John Harbaugh talking about a plan possibly for Jaire Alexander to move past his injury issues. And we talked about this yesterday. I don't know if there's a plan. You tried as much as you can. He mentioned Jadobe Awuzie also has had his injury issues of late.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're connected, sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's bad luck and just things that couldn't be prevented. Sometimes I'm sure there's guys who look back and say, well, maybe I should have trained a little differently here, listened to this person there. Playing football is an inherent risk. Playing football in this league, the best and most violent and fastest and most physical in the world. It takes a lot to get here, and it takes a whole lot to stay here. And I don't know, man. Like, some of this is just inevitable. It's why most years you look at, okay, well, which teams had legit rosters coming in? Okay, well, these are the 6 to 8 best on paper. Okay, which of those teams sustained the fewest man games lost to blue chip players and total starters? All right. Just go look. I mean, that usually has a lot to do with who are the last teams standing. Sometimes there's teams that come out of nowhere. Nobody knew who Kurt Warner was. Kurt Warner comes in, plays like an MVP.
Yeah.
That stuff happens.
Green got hurt, yeah.
I mean, things like that happen, but I mean, a lot of years. Yeah. The of the best teams, the ones who have the best quarterbacks, who are the healthiest overall, and especially at the quarterback position come January, that tends to whittle it down for you.
Well, and this Ravens team has been really, really healthy over the past couple of years, too. Now, I don't think that the Ravens are expecting Chidobe Awuzie or Jair Alexander to play 17 games next year.
They're
hoping you can play the majority of them, and especially you have them healthy and ready for what they hope to be a Super Bowl run in January.
More from Harbs. This is one I wanted to get to the other day, and we never got to it. Emory Jones, their third-round pick, he's still out. He was asked when we could see Emory Jones back on the field.
Yeah, in training camp, I think at some point. You know, I couldn't promise to start training camp. With that, the timeline of that wouldn't say the start training camp, unless he does something miraculous. But I'm hopeful at some point in time in training camp we see him.
Hopeful they see him at some point in training camp. This is starting to smell a little like a redshirt. Now, granted, my understanding is the teams knew he had the injury when he was drafted.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like you're going to get much bang for your buck in year one.
No, and look, they like to, this is another thing that's very on brand. They like to do this.
Yeah.
It's worked out sometimes. Most of the time, I would say no. This is it's a more mitigated risk than, say, like where they took Ajabo or, you know, even where they took Bateman at the time, when there were some people who thought, hey, that foot's going to be a problem. And turned out that or some variation of it was a problem for a while.
Remember, the hernia thing was a problem he had every year at Colorado, but he played through it and then it finally.
I don't think this is sneaking up on them. I don't think this is shocking them. And it may be a redshirt year.
And that's all the more reason to go out and get another veteran offensive lineman.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton spoke this week, and he was asked about his potential running mate on the back end, first-round pick Malachi Starks.
No, not at all. I mean, he's a Georgia boy, so it was in him when he was born. Not Bulldogs, but he was born in state. We don't care about the Bulldogs. No, he's super eager to learn and very mature for his age, I can tell. He's a great dude, great football player, and excited for you all to see it on display this season. Obviously, sick about what happened to AD and thinking about him, prayers for him. But that allows Malachi to kind of – he's got to grow up quicker now, but I think he's just the right guy for it. So I'm excited for him. He's going to do very well with the opportunity, and he's going to have a great
To his point, you know, nobody wants to see our Darius Washington get hurt, and he was helpful for this defense last year, but they think – and every sign early is that Malachi Starks is built for to speed things up, his progression, because Washington's hurt.
I mean, a year ago, if we had done a six-pack at the end of minicamp and six Ravens you're most interested and excited to see, you know, in training camp kind of, but more for like week one, like it would have been Derrick Henry, right? And then everybody else. Like there's not that thing from the outside this year. So, I mean, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, sure, but he's going to do nothing in the preseason like Derrick Henry a year ago, and it might be an adjustment early in the year. And we know, I think, what he is at this stage of his career. You know, you mentioned Awuzie and now Jair Alexander. Like, even Jair Alexander, I'm interested to see what that looks like. But, boy, that's a real position of strength anyway. Like, for me, this is the number, like, how quickly he becomes not just a player, but an impactful player for them. It's going to be Malachi Starks for me. If we were doing that six-pack for this Ravens right now, he'd be number one for me.
They always talk up their draft picks, as every single team does, but it's been extra when it comes to Malachi Starks, where it sounds like they really love what this kid has done so far on and off the field. So I'm with you. I think we're all excited to see him when the pads get put on.
Before we step out, why don't we hear a little from Marlon Humphrey, huh? He's become like
voice of the defense.
Beltway Ben, let's go to Cut 51, says they need more turnovers.
The Bills had, I think, three turnovers. The Ravens had zero. And that right there, I think, is that's just to tell the story. The percentages, three turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. Two turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. Even one turnover, you're more than likely going to win the game if the other team has zero. So that's the one thing that's pretty evident. It doesn't really matter how good you play defensively. If you can't get the football, you're not playing good enough. And so that's the biggest thing to harp on. Like I said, that's got to be our identity. That's got to be all 11 guys that's on the field. Identity, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball.
He did his part a year ago, but not many other people did as far as turnovers are concerned. And we've been harping on this. They need to figure out a way to take the football away in the postseason.
I mean, it almost sounded at the end of that clip like he's manifesting it, like he's trying to speak it into, you know, into existence. And whatever it takes, but in January, especially with the season on the line, playoffs, and if you are on the road, so it's tougher for your offense on the road because it's so loud and so crazy, then yeah. Let's flip the field. Let's make some big splash plays on defense.
It's like what Harbs was saying yesterday.
Intentionality.
Yeah. They're going to be very intentional about trying to get turnovers this year.
You want to hear one more from Marlon?
Of course.
Cut 50 says they've come up short the last few years, and it has to start with the defense.
You know, obviously we end last year, loss of the Bills. Every window opens and every window closes as far as that championship, you know, ability. And I feel that, I'm not going to say we've underperformed, but we have underperformed. I feel that we've had championship caliber rosters. I feel that we've prepared like a championship team. And there's just been something we got to do, but I don't feel that we're far off. Now, I can only speak on the defense. I feel that when I first came to the Ravens, it was all about the Ravens defense. I've let that standard, being here, I think the longest defensive guy, I feel like I've let that standard kind of slip, and that's something that I want to get back. I want it. Obviously, we love Lamar Jackson, but I want, you know, the Ravens' identity to be defense, like it was when I first got here. So that's something that we're chirping in our room. That's something Zio's leading the front with.
Well, I'll say this: if they still have Lamar Jackson upright, and people are talking about the Ravens defense positively, they're the best team in football, because you've got the MVP on offense and a defense that's scaring the hell out of people.
Well, and look, we're not that far removed from the defense being the offense's equal, right? The last year of McDonald, I mean, yes. I feel like they were the only unit that was kind of suffering with special teams,
yes,
right? Like, you had the starting of the decline of Tucker. The punter wasn't great. They don't really have a return guy who does much for you. But offensively and defensively, they were kind of co-equals. And yeah, if they could get back to that, and Marlon's been a part of that, and Matabike's been a part of that, going way back, like he said, or as a player's been a part of that, and or as an assistant coach. Pagano, from his previous tours here, has been a part of that. So, yeah, he's telling no lies there, and I'm with Marlon.
It has
Sign
been,
me up.
It has been amazing, going back to last year, him becoming this spokesman of the defense, you know, and really maturing and blossoming into that leadership role and coming off arguably his best season of his career.
We'll come back at the text of the day and get you ready. Hey, it's Bordy and the Bone. It's Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6 here on The Fan. Mike Bordick's in the on-deck circle, swinging two bats, getting ready for Baltimore Baseball tonight with the Bone. But before we get there, Bellway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2, check.
Text today is sponsored by Orsman Automotive, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Mike in Baltimore, who says, I understand giving the guys a day off and some tough matchups, but both Gunnar and Jackson should never be out of the lineup together.
And O'Hearn and Mullins. Hey, we
let
we
Sunday, might just happen. Yeah. Sunday scored double-digit runs.
Might happen for him. Look, I they've been kind of pulling some of the right levers lately. So if this is the way they want to go, I don't think you're going to put up a big number on Freed either way.
Yeah.
And a lefty-driven lineup, I don't think so. And this isn't someone with extreme reverse splits like some other teams and some other guys they face. So, you know.
Hey, at Manzalino.
Crazier things have happened.
Manzalino said playing in Tampa was like being in a jungle for a week.
How about that?
That guy.
Yeah. He's something.
He's playing chess.
Bordy.
Go check out the PLL at Homewood Field this weekend if you're looking for something to do. Oh. I'll be at the Philly Water Dogs.
Will you sign
New
flat
York
items?
Atlas game. I'll sign whatever
bats,
you want.
Balls, flats,
I don't
all
anticipate
of it.
A whole lot of that coming my way. I'd like to sign a winning bet slip.
Yeah, well, there you
How
go.
How about that? Water Dogs money line. Michael Sowers over 4.5 points.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, don't you dare change that
Ben knows.
Bordy and the Bone. It's Baltimore Baseball tonight. They're getting you ready for Orioles and Yankees. First pitch 7:05, but Baltimore Baseball tonight is next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.